grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Sure is. Welcome back, Chris Valley.
Oh, g'day.
How's it going?
Yeah, very well, actually.
Did you e-bike here or did you walk?
I strolled at a brisk pace.
It's a lovely day for a stroll at a brisk pace.
Very lovely. Yeah, it was very nice. Thank you.
Is it brisk out there?
It is on K Road and it is hot and sunny here at the uni.
Okay, that's good.
He does weather as well.
I know.
Look at that.
Live on the ground. None of us made it. Just look in the Herald, you know. Yeah. I'm there. I'm living it.
Sweet.
Now, what's going on in the world of weed?
Oh,
this week.
So much.
In the week
as always, there's just so much. Let's see. Shall we start at the beginning? It all began with Peter Dunne. Now, this time, end of last week, Peter Dunne chipped in. Oh, it might have been Saturday. National should have allowed cannabis reform while in government. Mm. Too scared, mm-hmm. he called them.
That's
too
true.
Scared.
That's
and
true.
Now they're doing it from the safety of opposition.
That's exactly
that
how I feel about it.
Well, yeah. A lot of people have thought that.
But, you know? I mean, but you seem to have the... you look past that and you're more like, okay, but they've written a nice bill that we should consider all the bits and pieces, right?
Which yeah, is, well, at least there's something there to talk about.
Yeah,
And just the fact that here we have the National Party supporting cannabis law reform of any sort is just like,
radical.
What the hell?
Yeah.
They have never, ever, ever supported cannabis law reform of any form. I mean, the only one thing that they've ever voted for is for tightening prohibition, making it worse.
Mm.
So it's a new beginning, you know. They've seen the light, hopefully. But so what's happening now is Parliament's on break. The medical cannabis bill's kind of, it's reported back from the Select Committee. Not too many changes, some kind of small ones. And they're on break now. They come back 4th of September. Then it'll be fairly high at the agenda. It'll probably be in the second week back in,
okay.
We're thinking.
What's it competing with at the moment?
Well, there's always a lot
yeah,
going
there is
on.
That. Things,
you know?
Pop up.
But funny you should say that. It is a there's only so many resources to go around in terms of policy development.
Mm.
So even the fact that this bill is going through Parliament is tying up people in the officials, the bureaucrats, who would otherwise be doing things like examining licenses, the applications that people
right.
are putting in, or changing regulations in other ways. I mean, normally the regulations change 2 or 3 or 4 times a year anyway, in terms of the drug regulations, and we haven't had any changes at all since this bill's been introduced because they're all tied up working on the bill.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a cost to it right there. But that also does show that the change in the approach under the Labor bill, the government bill, it'll mostly be done through regulations. And like I say, they change 3 or 4 times a year. So you can update it if you find things aren't working right. If you're like, oh, not enough patients getting access, this is really terrible, well, let's change the rules a bit. If you codify that into law, like the National Party are saying, then that's much more difficult. It takes a couple of years or whatever, right, to make a change, if ever. So we think there's a lot
of... I'm jaded
of,
when it comes to government.
Yeah, and you know, it's also about getting the politicians away from that decision. If you put it into regulations, you're hopefully, in theory at least, you're delegating that kind of policy-making, that decision-making to experts, people who know what they're doing, and as opposed to politicians who, you know, what are they basing these decisions on?
Will there be any... flexibility for like local areas to make, like, you know, there might be an Auckland set of rules, there might be a Waikato set of rules. Will it be divided up like that, or is it just going to be one
jurisdiction?
It won't be under the medical law. I mean, you always get differences under different DHBs in terms of funding and things like that, but and you know, access to specialists and things is definitely an issue, because in smaller, you know, areas outside of Auckland, for example, you might only have one specialist that you're allowed to go see, and if they're not into it, well, it's over, right? You've got to move or whatever, you know. But in terms of the rules around prescribing, that doesn't change. You know, we're one country, but if we look forward to the referendum, certainly with alcohol and with when they did psychoactive substances, local areas are allowed to set their own policies. And within a broad framework of here's the age limit and here's it's going to be legal, but you can decide your location and your density and your advertising rules and your signage and all these sorts of things.
I have a question regarding that referendum. We're assuming that at some point there's going to be like a vote, that people can vote on things similar to that flag sitch.
that is a referendum. But thank you for putting your hands up.
It's asked for. Well, I just got something to say. That way I remember it better. I'm just curious because how for the regular, like not regular, but for the New Zealander that's never tried marijuana, how do they make an informed decision on whether or not marijuana is good? Is there a way that they can go and try weed and then, you know what I mean? Like, how do they vote on something they've never tried?
Well, and it's illegal. So that's not what the question is. It's not a judgment on whether cannabis is good or bad. It's about what the law should be. I mean, you don't have to be in a minority to support civil rights. So, you know, you don't have to be gay to support gay rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. Good call.
Yeah, and when you think about it, if say about 11 to whatever percent of the public use cannabis is about the rate, well, we need to win this by 70-80%, you know? It's not just about getting people who use cannabis right now to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just, but, you know, I want people to make an informed decision.
That's exactly right.
I'm excited
right.
about watching all these
that's
new people
exactly
smoke
right.
weed.
That's exactly right. So speaking of, we're organising a conference. We're helping Cannabis Referendum Coalition in November 2nd, at the Mercure in Wellington, the Grand Mercure in Wellington.
We've got Mercure in Auckland as well, you know, saying.
It's just, yep, very good. I'm thinking, sometimes you can name a really piddly thing, you know, a great name, but no, this is a great place. you know, we're reaching out to a whole bunch of really great speakers. And that's all about getting people all reaching a consensus around the referendum, hopefully trying to move things forward a bit. Speaking of which, Kofi Annan, we note his passing this week. He was a big supporter of sensible drug law reform, member of the International Drug Policy Consortium, along with Helen Clark and Richard Branson. Fair Go did a big story this week on medical cannabis.
I watched a bit of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Not bad. No, there was a couple of things that kind of I was like, when the people were talking and not the experts, it was kind of like, but I can't remember specifically what was going on. A couple of things niggled me, but other than that, it's cool to figure having a nudge. It was basically around a chap that was pretty ill with, was it seizures, I think?
Yeah.
And he's basically just like never been in the circles of where you would get weed, and he was struggling to sort of get it. And then they what was good is they were going through the alternatives and what that actually does to him, like all the pharmaceutical stuff, and it was grim watching him talk about that side of things, but old mate just wants some wee.
That's right. Well, you know, either to provide for yourself or get it in a safe and measured and tested form.
Yeah, that's
right. It's easy to take and easy to get.
Yeah, about 10 minutes of it was him, like a montage of him trying to set up his own gross situation, and it was like something he bought out of a magazine or whatever, they didn't come with instructions, and like the Fair Go part of it was like complaining to the people who supplied it, going, it's all too secretive because they can't be too open about what it's, you know, like, here's your tomato thing and stuff like that, you know. It's like, it was just quite funny. It's that classic thing, we get all these polls and stuff and nothing matches up at the end, and it was terrible. He's got the epic seizures as well, so like, add that to the
IKEA will be doing little grow tents
but
at some point.
He was saying he was 100 seizures a week. And sometimes he'd go, if he was smoking, he would go, marijuana, he'd go a week without a seizure, which is, fuck, man, that's epic, you know? So,
you just said IKEA might be going to grow tents at some point. So obviously there's big business moving into the realm of cannabis.
Segway, Joe.
We kind of had this, story that we shared about Corona chucking $4 billion.
US, I think.
Yeah, $4 billion US into the cannabis industry.
Yeah, this is the
I've always liked Corona with weed. I'll say that right now. It's great.
There you go. They're made to go to, well, in moderation. I was gonna say
big hand,
one or the other is my general motto.
Right. On.
And be sensible. Come on. Constellation Brands.
I always enjoy going crazy with Corona.
You do. We've seen it. We've all seen it.
Smoking trees and doing funnels.
Yeah, Constellation Brands, they've been a 10% shareholder in Canopy Growth, which is Canada's biggest cannabis firm, for a while. They're now upping it to 38%. And very interesting in its own right that this big liquor distributor, they have something like 50 or was it 100,000 outlets around Canada or something.
Wow.
So, you know, they might not be able to get them into that because each province does it a different way over there, and some of them are state-run retail, but it's certainly very kind of limited. It's not like a free-for-all. It's very tight with the number of licenses they give out and who they give them to. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, the way the executives were kind of saying was this wasn't so much about getting kind of mixing the two markets up or you know, getting the cannabis products into the liquor stores. Or whatever. It was more about hedging their bets in terms of
making
if their liquor sales go down, then at least they'll win on the cannabis sales.
Okay, so they're expecting the industry is expecting a flop from recreationally drinking to recreationally smoking. They're kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. There's That's a cross good. Demand, whatever they call it, the economists and that. Right, you know, right, if people switch to one, then the other goes down, you know. So,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is very interesting. But in total, so that's a huge big deal, of course. But they're on track for about $8 billion or so in global investments so far this year in the cannabis industry. So yeah, it's certainly taken off. And you know, we don't want to miss out here. We don't want to miss out.
No. But we're going to keep it boutique New Zealand, aren't we? Cute and like, try a Lord of the Rings weed.
Possibly, but yeah, well, that's true. Pipe weed, I think they called it.
What?
Pipe weed, wasn't
Elf
it?
Weed.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. There's a lot of opportunities there to play to New Zealand's, you know, our market advantage. We're a great food producing country.
Clean,
we're
all green, over
the world.
Deck.
People want our stuff, you know, and yeah, it's just about getting out of the way and letting people get on with it. And, yeah, we'll be able to sell as much marijuana as we can grow. Don't worry about that.
Right on. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Always Cheers, mate.
Always a pleasure.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media. I'm in love with Mary Jane.